Fred Film Radio, Tribeca Film Festival, New York.
This is Natasha Sinjanovic with Fred Film Radio. I'm here at the Tribeca Film Festival talking to Lou Howe, whose film Gabriel is in the World Narrative Competition and also making its world premiere.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So this is your debut feature film and the first film that you've made with your brother, Ben Howe, who's a producer, and you're premiering at Tribeca. How is all this?
It's incredibly exciting. It's a little overwhelming, but it's been a lot of fun so far. We just premiered last night, and it went really well, and we had a very good time. So far, so good. People seem to really connect with the story and with the character, and there was a great Q&A, very sort of thoughtful and interesting questions. And then we had a fun party, and people seemed very excited about the movie. So it was a nice night for sure.
I can imagine that it provoked a lot of thoughtful and interesting questions. Very thoughtful and interesting film about a young man, Gabriel, played by Rory Culkin, who is looking to find an old girlfriend of his, hoping that that's going to right some of the wrongs in his life. It also deals with mental illness, or quote-unquote mental illness, because that can mean any number of things, or nothing at all. And he has trouble. He has trouble functioning in the world. And what struck me is that it shows everybody's point of view. He wants to be loved. He wants so very much to be loved. And yet the people that surround him do love him. It's not a clear-cut case of a horrible family that is ostracized and marginalized, a very sensitive person.
Yeah, I mean, I think I wanted to create as authentic a family and a situation as possible. So I think over the course of the development process, I was really thinking about Gabe, the character, and figuring out the plot, but really digging deep into his point of view. And then much later in the process, I realized that there are all these other people in the movie. And I really spent the last third of the rewrite process focused on his mother and his brother and this girl that he's looking for, and really tried to create authentic people and in a difficult situation, and tried to be as truthful as possible. And I think that once the cast came on board, all of the characterizations sort of took a step to another level, and the characters really did grow with the actors.
When did Rory Culkin enter the picture? He's very, very good, and you see this person who is on a path maybe towards self-destruction, maybe towards self-fulfillment. You don't know. You're hoping for the very best, but the situation really is hard. And he is so good in it. Did he play any part in writing this character and developing it with you?
No, I didn't have an actor in mind at all when I was writing. But, you know, I've been a fan of his for a long time, so once his name came up, I was very excited by the idea. And then when we met, it was very clear pretty much immediately that his take on the story and his approach to acting in general, but also to the character, were really in line with mine, and it just made a lot of sense almost immediately. And then once he was on board, the character and the story really did evolve and grow much more complex. And so he did have a hand in developing the story, I would say.
What about the other cast, the rest of the cast? How did you pick them?
Almost all of them I've had seen in other things and were fans of. So, you know, Dee Dee O'Connell, who I think is incredible in the movie.
Who plays his mother.
Yeah, who plays Gabe's mother.
I agree. She is phenomenal.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope she gets as much attention as possible. She's this wonderful character and theater actress who's a bit of a legend in the sort of off-Broadway New York downtown theater world, and she has done a lot of film work, but I feel like this role kind of highlights how powerful of an actress she is in a way that hasn't really been seen on screen. So I'm excited for people to see that, for sure.
There's a key scene between her and Gabe when she talks about their things in the past. I don't want to give away too much, but you know, the family and the family history and problems with the family. That is heartbreaking. But the same is true for his brother, who's played by David Call.
Yeah, David is another one that I've been a fan of, and he really responded to the character, and both David and Dee Dee were instrumental in developing those characters. I was thrilled to have our cast, and I'm very proud of it.
You're from New York. You grew up in New York, correct?
Yeah, I did.
And you just recently, well, about 3-4 years ago, got your directing degree at the AFI. Mm-hmm. But the film is not, I mean, it kind of is set in New York. There's something that pulls Gabe back to New York, but it's also set around New York. Was there a specific choice to making the locations a little more just separate and hard to get to? Was it because of the road movie aspect?
No, I wasn't consciously trying to make a road movie or anything like that. I think it came out of the characters. You know, I had sort of written this long family history and all this backstory that shows up in little moments in the movie, but that the actors and I really worked on a lot, and it just made sense that Meredith, who's Gabe's mother, had retreated from the city and built this little cave of a house in the woods to try and sort of protect herself and her family, and the location sort of grew out of the characters in the story.
To get back to the characters, once people in Gabe's position are often completely ostracized and marginalized and abandoned to themselves, whereas people can come out of even the most dire situations just with the right kind of help, with the right kind of approach. How much hope is there for Gabe in your mind?
I actually think there's a lot of hope for Gabe, but that it will be a long road. That where the movie leaves him is, I think, kind of rock bottom. That he's had this fantasy that has kept him going for a long time, and I think to have that fantasy shattered is what he needs in the long run. But there's no doubt that there's not a lot of hope in the immediate future for him, I guess. But I think it's what he needs, actually.
Your shorts that you've done so far didn't tackle nearly as difficult a theme. I mean, this is a really, really big existential story to take on. It's ambitious for a first-time director, and a very young one at that. Were you a little afraid of that?
It was a scary challenge, definitely, but that's what was exciting about it to me. And I tried not to think about the scariness once I was in it. So I knew the story I wanted to tell, and I just tried to keep focused on what was in front of me and tell the story from the inside out and trust that it would come out the way that I wanted it to.
And how much trust, let's say, did you put in Rory's performance? I mean, how much did you guys, that's not a good way of putting it, did you rehearse with him?
We did rehearse. We spent a lot of time talking, really, more than actually rehearsing and building the character's sort of interior life. And it's kind of a similar process where Rory and I really connected right away in that approach, that it should really start and end for Rory with Gabe's view of the world, and not worry about how it will be perceived, but really build it from the inside out and trust that it appears the way that it should organically. You know, we did rehearse a bit. We tried to build relationships more than actually work out scenes too intensely. I wanted to keep things fresh on set, and we did not really rehearse any of the scenes where Gabe runs into someone for the first time, for example, which happens often in the movie. But I was more interested in kind of building relationships between these actors who are playing characters who have these long-standing, rich relationships. So it was a lot of spending time together and talking more than actually rehearsing.
So you made your world premiere here. I know the film is just now starting out, so I'm not going to ask you about any future projects, because right. You still have to take care of this baby as it goes out into the world. Where is it going to go from here? Is there any talk of distribution or other film festivals?
We're just figuring that out now. It will play more festivals, definitely. Nothing that we can announce right now, but it will be playing a lot, I hope, and premiering internationally soon, I also hope. And distribution, yeah, is definitely a goal, but that conversation is just getting started. People just saw the movie for the first time last night, so we'll see. But so far, so good.
I've been talking to Lou Hout, the writer-director of Gabriel, which is here at the Tribeca Film Festival in the World Narrative Competition. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is Natasha Sinyanovich, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.